Only about one quarter of Head Start centers nationwide tested their drinking water for lead.
Hi, and welcome to GEO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. Exposing children to lead in contaminated water, for example, can lead to long-term health problems like anemia, kidney and brain damage, as well as learning disabilities and decreased growth. According to the EPA, childcare facilities may be at risk for elevated levels of lead in their drinking water because they are often closed on weekends, holidays, and for extended breaks where lead in pipe and other fixtures can leach into water. Today we talk to Jackie Nowicki, an expert in K-12 education and a director in our education, workforce, and income security team, about her recent review of lead in childcare facilities. Thank you for joining us, Jackie.
It's my pleasure, Holly.
So Jackie, let's start with a basic question. Who is responsible for monitoring and testing water in childcare facilities?
That's a great question, and the answer is a little bit complicated. So childcare providers care for millions of young children every day, but there's no federal law requiring childcare facilities to test their drinking water for lead. And that's true even for childcare facilities that are subsidized with federal funds, like Head Start centers. Some states and cities do require testing, and although there are some exceptions, in general, it's the childcare providers themselves who are responsible for arranging to take water samples and get those samples tested and pay for it all. So if they have to replace or repair, you know, a faucet or anything in their plumbing system, that can cost some serious money, and that can be a significant concern, particularly to small providers.
So what do we know about testing rates and outcomes?
So for this part of our work, we focused on Head Start programs. These programs enrolled about 1 million kids in infants through 5 years old nationwide last year. So to collect our data, we conducted a nationally generalizable survey. And what we found is that in the 12 months prior to our survey, only about one quarter of Head Start centers nationwide tested their drinking water for lead. And about 43% didn't test, and about one-third did not know if they had tested their drinking water. Now, the does not know piece can be a little tricky, but sometimes Head Start centers don't know if they tested because they might be located in a building like a school. So the Head Start program isn't the party responsible for the testing. The good news is that we know that most centers who did test did not find lead in their drinking water. And we know that those that did find lead reported taking steps to fix it.
So it sounds like there are concerns about the safety of drinking water in childcare facilities, and that, at least for federally funded Head Start facilities, there is some testing going on. But even so, a high number of facilities have not had their water tested. So Jackie, do we make any recommendations to improve the monitoring of water quality?
We made several recommendations intended to help reduce lead in drinking water in Head Start programs and in other childcare centers drinking water too. Maybe most importantly, we recommended that the Department of Health and Human Services require Head Start programs to provide documentation that shows that their drinking water has been tested for lead and is safe to drink. The reason we did that is because right now, the Office of Head Start requires its programs to provide safe drinking water to children, but it has no way of knowing if this is happening or not. So, for example, they don't require Head Start centers to test their water or to document that it's safe from lead, and they don't check that centers are complying with that standard when they go out and monitor these programs.
And Jackie, last question, what's the bottom line of your report?
We know that young children are particularly at risk of experiencing adverse effects of lead exposure. And there's no federal law requiring lead testing in most childcare facilities, and most states don't require it either. And even in Head Start centers, where we have really good, really recent data on testing, we know that most centers either didn't test for lead in their water or they didn't know if they tested, even though they're supposed to provide safe drinking water to kids. The good news is that HHS agreed with the recommendations we made, so ultimately, they should help reduce the risk of young children being exposed to lead in their drinking water.
That was Jackie Nowicki talking about GEO's recent report on safety standards for lead in drinking water at childcare facilities. Thank you for your time, Jackie.
My pleasure, Holly.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.